Cross-agency priorities get much more of the focus, got much of the focus so far in the president's management agenda for the rest of the president's second term, but the PMAs officially has four major components. Beth Cobert, Deputy Director for Management at the Office of Management and Budget, laid out the four components in a keynote speech at the Executive Leadership Conference in Williamsburg, Virginia, last night. In this highlight of her speech, she explains why she'll push hard on the agenda for the rest of the administration.
We have a real opportunity ahead of us to take all the great things that are going on in technology, the new capabilities that we see in our lives every day, and think about how we can bring that to bear every day across the federal government, doing a better job of creating innovation, creating great customer service, bringing IT and non-IT things together to deliver what we all want to deliver, which is great service for the American people and American business. To use data to inform those decisions and to think about how we can bring that kind of innovation every day to our government. Now, we know that IT is just a fundamental part of all of our lives today. I mean, think about what you brought to the conference, right? Is it coming? There we go. You came with a phone. Some of us probably came with two phones, one of which I still assert is the most best optimized for email device that I've yet to find. I type much better on one than the other. Might not work for other things, but those spell check is great. You may have brought your laptop. Maybe you bought your Fitbit. You know, walking around the grounds today, maybe that'd be something you want to do. You might have some wearable technology that might make you work better. And of course, everybody was focused on improving their personal productivity, so brought the most important apps with them. But no matter how you use it, we all know that technology is transforming our lives, and it's transforming the processes and the things we do every day. And we need to harness that innovation to make the government work better, to make that something tangible and feelable for everybody. And that's the whole idea behind the management agenda. How can we bring innovation to make the government work better for the American people? So I'll talk a little bit about the management agenda. And for those of you who've heard me speak over the last 6 months or so, you probably know that there are four pillars to the management agenda: effectiveness, efficiency, economic growth, and people and culture. Each one of these comes together in a way, in an integrated way, to try and improve what we do every day. By effectiveness, we're talking about world-class service, 21st century service for citizens and businesses. IT and smarter use of IT is a big backbone of that, but it's also a backbone of other elements of the agenda. Efficiency, increasing the quality and the value in core operations to improve productivity, increase cost savings, deliver more for our dollars. It's a multifaceted effort with many different components. How do you use telework to both improve the way people work and reduce the federal real estate footprint? How do you expand shared services so that the people and the components in the federal agencies who built real expertise can leverage that and others can use that? I know there were some great conversations about shared services today, and I'm really looking forward, and I know our whole team is, to hearing more about that. Economic growth. How do we use the vast supply of data that the government generates and make it accessible to people? How do we take the innovation that occurs every day in federal laboratories and bring that to create economic opportunity? The Open Data Program is part of this effort and a big element of it. And last but not least is people and culture. I've always wanted to redraw this chart so that people and culture kind of floats along the bottom, because you really need that to make everything else happen. It is a core element of what we need to do. We need a well-trained workforce that is capable of doing what we need to do in the 21st century. That means bringing new talent into government and capitalizing on the talent we already have, giving them the skills and the opportunities to deliver. So we rolled out the management agenda in the spring with the president's budget, and we've been working in each of these areas. I'm going to talk through each of them, but come to effectiveness, which is really the most IT-centric component, last. So I'm going to start with efficiency. Efficiency. Office of Management and Budget, the people from the government side know it's budget season. We care about efficiency at the Office of Management and Budget. And we're trying to work across the government to find new ways to use data to help us be more efficient. A core element of this exercise, this effort, is an exercise we went through this spring around benchmarking administrative support services. We did this for the 24 CFO Act agencies and a number of other large agencies. What we did is said to agencies, we're going to find common data. We're going to find data that in general we're using already and think about how we can bring that together to bring new insights to management. We worked with the CXO councils, with the Chief Real Property Council, with the Chief Acquisition Officers Council, with the CIO Council, with the CHICO Council, with all of the councils to say, what are metrics that matter? And we did this in conjunction with GSA, and we had two criteria. One, is there data there already? Because we don't have time to wait. And second, can we think of a decision that someone would make if they had more insight, if they had more data? If you can't think of a decision you would make with the data, then we don't want that metric. We're going to find one that might be helpful. And so we set out on the task and said, we're going to get these metrics. We're going to pull them all together, all the agencies, and we'll be done. We're going to start in February. We're going to be done in June, and we're going to start going through this. Several people suggested that maybe that wasn't actually going to work, and we weren't going to be able to get it done. But I knew, and we all knew we could. And so we started off with this effort. We had a series of data-driven reviews this summer, agency by agencies, the benchmarking and the portfolio stat process done together. Now, for some of us who are sort of data geeks, it was incredibly exciting to sit in a room with 30 people from an agency, a cross-functional team from OMB, and talk about data, real data. What did the data say? Why did we like it? What was surprising? Because we knew if we could get that data and we could put it in the hands of agency leadership, they would find ways to use it wisely. So we brought the data together, and I'll give you a couple of examples from what we have here. It was a whole range of things. One of the examples here, we looked at help desk tickets. The range, both across agencies, and we did the data at the bureau level, so within agencies, was quite remarkable. Now, some of that you learn when you're completely off the charts, maybe that you aren't collecting the data correctly, so that's probably value added right there. The other is an interesting question of, if I'm up at the top end of that spectrum, am I really delivering value? Am I providing more value to my users, or am I just operating in an environment where it's more costly? People scattered around the globe as opposed to sitting in one office. So we gave agencies the tools to look at that. We created peer groups so you could compare agencies with similar missions, for the idea being that things would be more alike if we had more comparisons. Our goal was not to set a one-size-fits-all. In fact, when we were leading this process at OMB, what we said to the agency is, here's your data. You tell us what it means to you. You tell us what's important. You're the folks working there every day. Together, we're going to think about what this means. And so we've created a set of tools and process to keep this going and to help us all drive efficiency. We're about to start phase two of this effort, which is going to have a couple more components. One is a tool that lets people to create real benchmarks. If I'm a science agency inside of, say, the Department of Commerce, it would be really useful to know how I compare with science bureaus that aren't inside of Commerce. That might be more relevant for me than, say, the Census Bureau. So you now have a tool that we've distributed through GSA to agencies to let them look at this data and say, create your own peer group, find the data, look for those opportunities, and importantly, the next round of this is, how do we find quality? I know customer service was a big theme of the discussions today. This is about more internal customer service, but we've got to look at quality. It's not just about cost. So that's some of the stuff we're doing on efficiency. Another element of the management agenda is economic growth. How can we use government data, for example, as an asset to spur innovation? The administration has had a whole series of data paloozas across all sorts of different spaces. We've done it on education, we've done it on safety, we've done it on climate. The goal on these is to think about how can we create data and make it available in open, machine-readable formats. How can we then let innovation reign and take that data and find new ways to bring it together? That's a core element of what we're doing and working forward. There's lots of estimates, some of which say you can create $1 trillion of value by taking the data that exists and making it more accessible, letting innovation reign inside of government and outside of government. And that's a big piece of what this effort's about. Obviously, getting that data from where it is today to the places where it is in open machine readable formats takes a lot of work from people in this room. It takes a lot of thoughtfulness about standards. It takes a lot of thoughtfulness about privacy. But we think there will be a big payoff, and the more we put out there, the more we're going to learn about what we can do better. So that's a big piece of the management agenda.
Beth Cobert, Deputy Director for Management at the Office of Management and Budget, laying out the four components of the President's management agenda in a keynote speech at the Executive Leadership Conference in Williamsburg, Virginia, last night. Four components define the President's management agenda for the rest of the Obama administration. The first three, effectiveness, efficiency and value, and economic growth. Beth Cobert, the Deputy Director for Management at the Office of Management and Budget, detailed all four components in a keynote speech at the Executive Leadership Conference in Williamsburg, Virginia last night. Getting back to that speech, in this highlight, she reveals the fourth component of the PMA and why it's a priority.
The last part of the management agenda is about people and culture, and there's a whole set of different elements under it. In fact, things like the Fellows Program, the folks that graduated here today, all these efforts about bringing talent into government, taking advantage of the talent we have here, is a big component of what we're doing in people and culture. OPM has just released a report on millennials. We know, given the retirement wage that is wave that's coming in government, we're going to have to find a way to attract, manage, develop, and retain a whole new set of folks. They're different. I've got kids who technically are millennials, and I know that they think differently than I do. They think that BlackBerry that I still like is like, why am I using that? But I still think it's great. So we're working through a number of programs. We're looking at ways to be more flexible with federal hiring, including encouraging agencies to use the authorities that exist today to enable them to hire more IT professionals more quickly, to think about those critical skills. We're thinking about ways to bring people into government. You heard some of this morning when Mikey talked, and we're working with agencies to create that capability. We're doing some work now with the VA. We're doing work with other agencies with Presidential Innovation Fellows as a way to bring new talent into government. But we also know that bringing people in requires great leadership, and so that's another place we're focusing. Another core pillar of our work in the management agenda is around SES and really creating programs that enable us to create great senior executives, continue the learning and development of those individuals while they are senior executives. You don't stop needing to learn and develop once you get to a certain level. So how do we do that? And finally, as part of this, we're really focused on employee engagement. The Federal Employee Viewpoint Surveys were just released at the end of last week. If you saw them in McKinsey speak, one would have said, we have some development opportunities. The good news is we actually have data and tools that we all can use, that all of you, particularly those of you inside of government, can use to actually capitalize on those opportunities. Where are the places inside of each of the agencies that people are doing well? What are the dynamics of the places that we're doing? Working with OPM, we've created some new tools called unlocktalent.gov. And if you haven't heard about this at your agency, my other homework assignment to you is to go back and ask people about it, because it should be there for you to access. It takes the data from the OPM Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey, it combines it with other HR resources, and it enables agencies to get a more and complete in-depth picture of their workforce. You can also take this data and now get it down to 20,000 different units, 20,000 units across the federal government. So you can look inside an agency and say, I've got two groups of people who are doing basically the same kinds of work. They face the same constraints in terms of challenges in terms of sequester, challenges in terms of budget constraints, challenges in terms of the compensation that's been able to be delivered to them. But somehow one of them, in terms of employee engagement, in terms of how people feel that they're getting learning and development opportunities, is 15 points higher than the other one. Who is that? What are they doing? How can we spread those practices? And so we're working to create tools that really lets agency leadership, you can't quite see this, I don't think all that well here, slice and dice the data to see where are the opportunities in the agencies that need improvement, and where are the people we can pair them up to learn from. We're getting agency engagement on this topic is a big focus of the work that we're doing with the President's Management Council, which consists of all the deputy secretaries. We've actually got an employee engagement workshop that we're organizing across the federal government in a couple of weeks. We think there is enormous opportunities to take this data and use it to make sound data-driven decisions. That's a core theme across the agenda, whether it applies to people and culture, whether it applies to open data, whether it applies to efficiency. How do you take data to spot where issues are? How do you take data to spot where solutions are? And how do you bring those things together? So I've talked about people and culture. I've talked about economic growth, talked a bit about efficiency. I want to then turn back to the one that starts that list around effectiveness, because that relates quite closely to all the work that you've been doing here today and that you'll be doing here tomorrow. As you know, this theme around smarter IT delivery has been a core element of the management agenda. It is a big piece of what the entire group of us at OMB are working on. Three elements. The best talent working inside of government. The best companies working with government in a way that enables them to do their best work. And finally, the best processes in place so we can be accountable and deliver the level of quality, the level of effectiveness, the level of efficiency that I know every person in this room, government or a contractor, wants to deliver when they come to work every day. So let me talk a little bit about what we're doing. We've got a set of things around getting great people into government, building on the people we already have here. One of the lessons we learned, and I'm sure Mikey talked about this morning, because I'm betting he did because I've heard him talk before, is that the same team that created healthcare.gov fixed it. There's a bunch of great talent that we have to get just enabled to do their best work. So how can we do that? How can we bring in best the talent from the private sector? How can we bring the two together in a way that enables them to learn from each other? Things like the collaboration embedded in the Fellows Program. And so that's what we're working on. The U.S. Digital Service, which you heard about this morning, is a piece of that. That's a small group inside of OMB working to bring some really top-notch talent into government. But we're also working to think about how do we get more of that talent into agencies? How do we get it there? The goal of the digital service is not just writing code for a specific project. It's actually about taking those opportunities, learning from them, and changing the way we all do our work. We need to change because technology's changed. We need to change because expectations have changed. We need to change because, frankly, we've learned some things in the private sector that we can apply here, and so it's all about bringing that together. We've got a small team now. That team working with our eGov team, hand in hand, is what we have, and we're hoping to grow that team over the course of the next year. The more people we can bring on board, the more we can get them working out there, the more we can deliver. So that's a big piece. There's another piece around process. And so when we started the digital service, one of the things we started with was the digital services playbook, which hopefully many of you have already seen. We've got some excerpts from it here. We rolled this out in August in our, I guess, beta plus one form to try and say, what are the lessons we've learned? When we've looked at projects in the federal government that have gone well, what did they do? What worked on those projects, and how do we make that happen in more places? We also took the same approach and said, How can we do that with acquisitions? When acquisitions go well, when we get contracts that work, we get contracts that enable people to really deliver their best work and deliver great outcomes on time and on budget, what did we do right? And so in both of these, we've focused on pulling those lessons out and thinking about what we've learned. The playbook has 13 plays, which I'm sure no one in the room can read on this chart, but you can go find it and I'll tell you where in a minute. That help agencies deliver work, that work for users, that work for customers, and take less time and less money. It's built around the principles of agile development, human-centered design, things I know you spent the day working on here. In parallel, we created something called the Tech FAR, which is intended to take the FAR, you know, the big fat fat one, right, all there, and say, what are the things within it? Because the best acquisition officers inside the federal government understand how to work with that tool and get things done. And so we're focused on what can we do now, and importantly, what are examples, precedents of where people were able to do things so that the rest of us can learn from them. It's all within the frame of existing authorities. We might want to think at points about changing authorities, but we have authorities now that can be made to work. And so we've done this, and we've built these in a way that gets us feedback. So we want to hear from all of you on them. We've already gotten a whole set of comments about these, and we're looking to publish the Playbook 2.0 and the Tech FAR 2.0 over the coming months. But right now, you can find the Tech FAR on GitHub, and you can find the Playbook at playbook.cio.gov. There is a place there for you to add comments in the same spirit of my questions today. And as we learn more, we're just going to continue to iterate these. More plays or more examples would be great. The last piece of the program we've talked about, people and process, is about the best companies. And it is really as critical as the other two. All of you who are here today are here because you care about how the federal government delivers IT, and we want to work with you in furthering that relationship. We need to do this together. We need federal employees and contractors to work together to deliver results. We really want to bring those things together in a way where we can learn from each other and find the best ways of working together.